so it starts. The saga begins, niggas. The saga begins, niggas. I'd like to welcome you to a collection of thoughts, observations, and concepts. They say that art imitates life.
And welcome back to the Broke Blurred Pod. I'm your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice, a.k.a. Antonio Savaje. And I know what you're thinking. This is not She-Hulk. I know. Don't worry. We're going to get to She-Hulk. I'm going to do the last two or three before the finale. I'm going to try to do all those once. I tried to watch one. And I like the show, but I didn't have enough to talk about. And then I tried to watch the next one, and the same thing happened. Now, the last one, the third one, the penultimate one, yeah, that's there's a lot to talk about there, which is what I really want to talk about, but I kind of have to go and talk about the other two before I get that. We're going to do that, but that's okay. Today, we're going to be doing something different. We're going to be talking about episode one, I'm assuming season one, because I don't quite see why this would be more than one season, because spoilers, there will be spoilers. We're watching Dahmer season one on Netflix, episode one, and I am joined today by, so most people on the podcast, they have a weird name, like my friend Heather is just Heather, my brother Abe is Mr. Roland, my other brother John, he decided on being called a scumbag Johnny. So today we're with not April O'Neil. Yes. Picture the yellow jumpsuit and everything. That's perfect. Say hi, April.
Hi.
You gotta talk up.
Hi.
There you go. The mic's there.
Okay. Yeah. Why didn't you tell me my name before?
Because I just thought of it. I mean, if you want to change your name or say,
You're obviously the boss. It's fine.
I just figured. Yeah. Not April O'Neil.
Yeah.
Project. I'm not sure exactly because I don't use headphones I have a pair, but I'm not sure if I'd hear anything even if I did because, as you can tell, I have a really jankety setup and everything. Okay. So
yes, it's very jankety.
So, episode one, before we watch it, you just finished the whole season, you said?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So do you remember episode one?
I'm sure I will when I
watching it. Do you have any initial thoughts or remember anything about episode one when you first, like, you watched that first episode and what came to mind?
Well, I'd been given some warning about what it was going to be like.
Mm-hmm. As in history.
As in, there are going to be lots of dicks and disgusting, carnage.
Carnage, yes. Funny, I don't remember any real dicks in this episode.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, I was.
Because I was prepared.
And, yeah, you had your glasses on.
Yes, I was.
Like, up close to the TV.
I was let down.
What the fuck? Where's
yes.
the dicks?
Yeah.
Someone promised me dicks and there's no dicks here. Yeah. Okay.
Disappointing.
So we're gonna start it. I believe we're put mute on because I can't afford to get sued. I mean, that would be stupid because you're not gonna get anything. Can't sue the poor person. Broke Blurred Pod people. Okay. So it opens up and I believe the actress' name is Nene Weeks. She's originally what I know her from. Most people know her from is Reno 911. Which is more of a comedy. This is not a comedy. If you don't know what Dahmer might be about.
I think it's funny.
Just. We're going to see. And now here's the thing. When did this take place that you know of? Was it 70s or 80s?
I think late 70s. Or no. No, he was arrested in the 90s, wasn't he?
What? Maybe? Let's see.
Here's the started
thing. Taking, 91. 91.
Yeah, it started okay. taking place in the late 70s. Okay. Though.
So the reason why I'm saying that is because we are children of the 80s. And her apartment, though 91, is still in the 80s. It has everybody in the show, like people playing the parts. If you look at them, you think 80s.
Yes.
It has that 80s feel. It has the 80s feel, but closer to the end of the 80s where things matched more, right before they stopped matching again. That's how you work. It's like 80s clothes, nothing matched. Like that, right. That's what the 80s were. Nothing matched. And then it got to the 90s and nothing matched, but way brighter.
But her glasses actually have come back into style.
Yes. Well, see, the
large glasses.
See,
she looks good.
Well, that's where we're at now with the retro look is we're in the 80s where stuff does match, but it's
true.
It's 80s. Now, and so he's cleaning off the knife, and the first thing you see is Dahmer cleaning off the knife. And
now to clarify, I do not think it's funny that he killed people. I find the series funny. I find some dark humor in there, but I seem to be alone in that. So we'll see.
We'll see. Yes. I mean, I'm there. There are thoughts that I had. I can't specifically think. I had some thoughts, and most of my thoughts are kind of going to be like okay, so when you first see this, and I know the story. I kind of know what happened. You know, he ate people, and I wasn't sure. So spoilers. This episode is kind of when he gets arrested, the first episode. I did not know that going in. So, like, as things are happening, I'm just like, watch. I'm like, how is that? How, I mean.
Kind of starting at the end and then going back.
Yeah. Though.
A popular format for a Netflix series.
Okay, so there is one kid in history, and you've obviously seen all the episodes, so you would know if they just changed it for the show or whatever, but there was a kid that I think got away and the police brought back.
Yes.
And they just gave him to him.
They go into great detail.
Okay, so that comes later. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Because I'm like this this guy. Because wasn't he like Filipino or Asian or Mexican, something not black?
Yes.
Other.
Is it like from? I can't remember now.
Okay.
Laotian.
Laotian.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Now I sound stupid because I said that wrong.
No, please, no one. It literally was. That was the joke when it was on King of the Hill when the guy met. It was Laotian. Where were you? Oh, damn it, Bobby. What are you?
Oh, that makes me feel smarter that it was on King of the Hill.
Yeah. Well, God damn it. Of course. That's highbrow comedy. Wow. God damn it, Bobby. Jeffrey Dahmer. Okay. Now, the boy was crazy. If he had some propane and propane accessories, maybe he could have got the smell out of his apartment. And that was kind of the problem at this point. Whatever her name is, the neighbor we started with, Nene, she's like, you know, complaining about the smell.
Linda Cleveland.
The actual lady or the actress?
We've already talked about the actress. You said she's Nene Leakes.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Yes.
I could be wrong and you could be like, yeah, that's not her real name, just so you know. What's her name?
Glinda Cleveland.
Glinda. Loretta. Cleveland. Linda Cleveland.
Glinda.
Glinda is talking to Dahmer and she's like, you know, complaining about the smell and all that. And
he has really good excuses about some bad meat. And eventually he also says it's his fish.
He has excuses.
Yeah, they aren't good.
I wouldn't say. Well, okay. So here's the thing. It's the 90s. So It's we're a little bit closer to progressing and having things and being able to do things, but in comparison to nowadays, yeah, there was a lot of nothing going on. And a lot of it was, I can't remember. I remember if something smelled bad in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, early 90s, it's probably going to smell bad for a while. Because,
right, yeah.
Dude, what we're working with is either, it may clean something up, but it's probably just going to add to that smell.
Well, and your first instinct isn't, no matter how bad the smell is, isn't going to be like, oh, you know, I think that's a dead body or him cooking a dead body. You're not going to
think that. And the way it looked, he lived in the projects, and projects in general don't smell nice. So there's that too. Now, okay, so.
Yes, that's a big part of where he lived is a big part of why he wasn't caught sooner, I would say.
Now, another thing I thought when watching that scene is she goes out and talks to him, and I'm like, I don't know if I would talk to my neighbor if their apartment. Ever. So yeah, I have no, like, I'd be like, fuck, is their apartment smell? One of these apartment smells. I will never find out what happened because I'm not.
And I've heard power tools in the middle of the night.
Yeah. But so then he goes to the gay bar, Club 219. And where does this take place in? Milwaukee?
Yes.
So Milwaukee, early 90s, gay is more of a thing, but it's just kind of becoming even remotely an acceptable thing, I would say. If that, I mean, there's literally, well, okay, so they
get. It's definitely not acceptable in his family, in his life.
Yeah, and probably most places of Milwaukee, okay. I'm going to assume.
Yes.
And, I mean, I guess it's supposed to be early because there's not really too many guys in there, but eventually there's going to be a bunch. Like, I thought it was just like a gay bar, like only five gay guys in Milwaukee right. are in there, and they're all black except for Dahmer.
Mm-hmm.
And now what I've known gay people. I know a gay guy.
Wow. What?
Yeah, yes. You know, I know the gays.
Wow. You are of the people.
And I don't know. I guess. Okay. So in general, with clubs and women's and the women's folks and the whole buying a drink thing and like. I don't think I've never brought a woman I've never brought a woman a drink in the way of gentleman at the end of the bar.
Got right. You.
Yeah. No, I've never done. I've brought a stripper a drink. Why? Because that's how they earn their fucking money. Past that one, I've never hit on anybody at a club or bar because I don't know. You don't know me. I don't know you. Just kind of feels like might be a little, hey, person I don't know.
Yeah. Do you come here often? That's what you're supposed to say.
Yeah. Do you come here all the time more than you probably should? Are you always here?
That's what I was asked at the last bar I was at. Is this your neighborhood hangout? It was not.
Might be like, so do you have a job? Do you work? Do you work over 40 hours? I don't think you work over. Do you come here often? If your answer is yes, do you have a job? Do you adult at all? Because if you do, and you're always here, I'm not one to judge. Do you?
I want to talk about his dancing.
So yeah, okay. So let's go back. So his dancing, which
really kind of he lets loose a little. I mean, he seems like he's really feeling it.
Well, okay. Like so, but here
I can't help but like the character.
Well, and that's what they. Well, that's why they picked Evan Peters.
Yeah. Yes.
No, but my question is, was Dahmer actually this good of a dancer? Because we have the sound off, but I remember watching it and going, "Okay, like your thought." And this is the '90s, so my brain can go back to. 90s thought of white guy dancing.
Yes, he seems very white guy the whole time.
And when he's dancing.
And I've known white guys.
Me too. And he seems very not like he's in rhythm. He's got the rhythm enough.
And I don't think he really did. Yeah. I think that's definitely false.
I think Evan Peters was trying to dance bad.
Right.
And it's one of those things where if you're trying to do something bad and you just can't, like, I just can't, right. I can't,
yeah.
I can try, but it's not. Right. Yeah. And you're like, we'll just slow it down and post.
Yeah. It'd be like, if I tried to not be funny, it's not going to happen because I'm funny.
Exactly. That's specifically what I said earlier. Don't be funny. Knowing.
I can't help it.
And she just came with the fire. Anyway, so okay, he goes to the guy, I guess. He offers them, $50 to take pictures and stuff?
I'm not sure about the amount, but yeah.
No, I know it was $50. Oh, okay. So, and the other two were like, now... Here's the thing. Again, I'm not gay, so the whole scene and the whole setup and meeting and stranger danger and all that, I can't really comment on how obvious it was. And here's the thing. They do this in a way with one of the guys in the end where he's like, was it that obvious for him to have this look that he has at the end where he's smiling and his smile quickly turns to... I'm never going to see him again.
Yeah.
Which is kind of out of the blue. Okay, so it's either out of the blue or like, why are you waiting till now to notice that this guy is really, really weird and might eat your boy?
Right, yeah.
I mean...
But with people not accepting the gay community... you know, probably thinking it's another gay guy. He thinks it's just for sex.
Yeah.
He thinks the worst that's going to happen is maybe he would probably maybe get raped.
Okay. So here's the thing, or possibly the elephant in the closet is. Yes, the elephant in the closet.
Is there a Republican in the closet?
Probably.
Yeah,
actually go with what I'm saying is because stereotypes, though they are not good, the whole aspect of a stereotype is it has to have some grain of truth in it.
Rooted in something.
Yes. What makes a stereotype bad is not the stereotype itself. It's how you use the stereotype. So if you use it for anything more than a possible reference point, unless it's humor, you know, meant to be humorous, you're probably going to go down the wrong road. Like, right. Don't assume I can play basketball. But if we're playing basketball and you're picking teams and I'm one of the people, if you want to, you can ask me on your team. It's not going to help you, but it's not your fault. However, if you... I'll think of other stuff later. There's a lot of stuff I'm like, yeah, you're just going to undercut your point. Anyway. With gay guys, there's different stereotypes, and there's the black gay guy who's openly gay, which is there's a certain demeanor and there's a certain way, and there's also the white guy who is in the closet, kind of like he wants everybody to think that he's not gay, but at the same time he's giving off these incredibly weird vibes where you're like, you really need to do something. Yes. There's something inside you that maybe you might want to let out very small bits at a time. Yes. Or bad things are going to happen. At this point, they have already happened.
He just said, what is that floating in there about his drink?
Yeah. Which.
He said it's probably dish soap.
Yeah. Mm. And that's another. Okay, so let's.
He's a guy that lives by himself. You know how they are.
Yeah, I know exactly how they are. However, if you came into my house and one, the smell.
Yeah, I would have to leave. But...
So that's one. Two, now, I don't think I specifically do this, but I'm pretty sure at the very least, unconsciously,
would notice this as when I walk in the door. And here's the thing. I'm pretty sure I would notice this because at the beginning when Dahmer is leaving the apartment, he unlocks his like five fucking locks to get out. Mm-hmm. So when you walk through the door, I think it's kind of almost impossible to not notice if somebody has five locks on their door. They just think about anytime you've walked into somebody's house and they've had more than just the standard door lock. If they have this, you generally, you know,
I don't pay attention. I'm not careful.
Yeah. If they had five, I would assume you'd be like, you'd at least see at the corner of your eye. Oh, that's interesting. They
made it clear there's a lot of crime in the area. So.
I don't give a fuck how much crime there is. I grew up in the ghetto, literally. They made a movie about it. We have never had five locks. You have, you know, maybe three if you count the latch. Okay. Four, okay. Five, you better be a drug dealer.
That is a lot.
You have five, you're either a drug dealer or you're eating black people.
True. Okay. You're right.
So my dude drinks the drink, which you saw him put the stuff in the drink at the beginning. And just like, oh yeah, another thing I wanted to ask you about. When you walk in and on they give a shot of his window. Come on. Okay. So door opens, dude's at the door, standing at the door. And right at this point, he has the option to go, nah, I'm good. And landlord just raised rent, so he needs that $50. I would just go give some plasma. That's it's an annoying process, but it helps people and they don't try to eat you.
Yeah.
And they give the $50 like a little card versus. Right.
Well, they wouldn't care then about cards.
That probably wouldn't. And probably wouldn't have been $50. But still, that, whatever. Oh, that's a plant. Okay. I thought. My bad, folks. See, I'm blind. So there's a part where they walk in and it's his blind. And in front of the blind, right in the middle, I guess, is a fern. But this is Dahmer, so your brain automatically goes to gut, bloods and guts. So it looked like there was a blood spatter, like he bashed somebody's head in at that spot in front of whatever that stand was in front of it, and it left a blood splatter in the background. I'm like, he's just gonna.
And the fact that he said, "My family bought me a bunch of meat."
Yeah,
that comes out. He says, talks about this meat that his family buys many times about how they know he loves to make pork chops.
He's really into pork chops. Okay,
he loves to make pork chops.
Here's the thing.
But he made them wrong and he left them out.
I don't want to yuck anyone's yum. However, if you're the dude that is really into pork chops, I'm just saying, I like to meat. I like cooks. I'm really into pork chops.
I'm saying it's a lame thing. It's a lame excuse. I mean,
it's a really weird, specific excuse.
Right. Pork chops.
When you're specifically talking about the reason why things stink.
Mm-hmm. And why you wouldn't just take the meat to the dumpster immediately.
It's, yeah. Well, and another thought I had was, well, it's kind of, okay, so. Do you think Dahmer would be, one, more dangerous if he was, like, take his age and everything and kind of just move it so he's closer to this age right now? Would it be a more dangerous situation because he'd have a way better chance of hiding all of the shit that he fucked up on as far as the smell and the fact of his neighbor probably wouldn't have talked to him.
Right.
Possibly not had, because you've seen, I saw a little bit of the second episode. Mm-hmm. So I kind of saw like some like maybe good dad. However, maybe find a book maybe instead of what you're going to do, which, right. Would he have, living more now, would it have most likely not have been, spoilers again, this happened so many years ago, I don't care. would he have like had a better chance of like going on the internet and finding interest in these things versus dead carcasses of animals and blood and holding a, and like at that age and just all the stuff that he was dealing with that kind of made him what he is now.
They dig into that a lot.
You know,
they really do dig into different things that could have. And there are things that I didn't know about that are in the final episode, which I obviously am not going to say.
Yeah.
That will, that make you think about those things.
Okay. So he puts a handcuffs on him, or one handcuff on one of his arms when he's showing him his dead fish. And I'm pretty sure they were betta fish because I had some and you're supposed to keep them apart. But he, I can't blame him necessarily for this. Because I had betta fish. And the whole thing is, you're supposed to keep them apart or they fight. But you also think in the back of your head, it's cool. That's nice. However, I wonder what happens if they fight.
So you have serial killer tendencies.
I didn't do it.
What you're saying.
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't. Okay. I literally kept them in the two separate things. But that's a Chekhov's gun where you introduce something where you're like, it needs to happen. You're putting it in the story, and this is obviously real life. But, you know, he let them fight, and they're just dead in the water. But he tries to put the handcuff on them, and they fight and everything, and he takes out a knife. And here's the thing. This is what happened for the most part. I mean, I'm pretty sure they took some artistic license here and there. But, yeah, Dahmer lured people to his apartment. And
well, it's important to say that he confessed everything and told them everything.
Yeah.
And led them to where things were. So that's where the information is coming from. Mostly.
Yeah.
I would say.
Well, it's just a fact with any type of movie dramatization. There's certain aspects that obviously the actors convey with their faces and looks and everything like that. And a situation like this, in general, real or imagined, your thought process is, what would I have done in this situation? What is this person doing right or wrong in this situation? Yes. And Dom's got a pretty big knife and he already overpowered him once. So, and he drank some of whatever that was, which is obviously drugged him. So he's kind of fucked. And Dahmer makes him go in the bedroom and he puts on The Exorcist. And that's another part I was thinking of how torturous this was in the 90s. This is 91. So things are not, we're still barely on the cusp of getting really cool shit.
Yeah.
So I could pick, like I've had friends, they didn't kill me or eat me alive. But I've had friends I hung with back in the 90s and you go to their house and you watch movies and you all had either that relative or cousin or grandmother or aunt, and you had to go to their house, and whatever the fuck they had on the TV kind of sucked, and just the whole feeling of the ambiance of the house and everything was kind of like, eh. But it's the 90s, so there really was no cell phone to dial wherever you needed to dial so that you could leave, and you were kind of stuck there until set time where you were able to leave. And that alone, it just makes you go, oh my God. Yeah. And then, you know, you had a guy who's trying to kill you, or more than likely will try to kill you, because he's still kind of like, don't make me hurt you. Like, like everything says, I'm going to kill you. No, 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 I'm not. But yeah, I am. But
now
no, I'm not.
He sees the blood on the mattress.
Yeah, which is one thing I didn't notice the first time. Because more than likely at that point, I'd already, I'm fucked. I'm fucked. I'm fucked. And yeah, it just, I don't know. It just, another thing I thought of, if he lived closer to now and the world being what it is, would he have been able to kind of get his rocks off without necessarily, you know, having to kill and eat people, Would he have been able to express himself in other ways where
possibly
the pressure for that may not have happened? All right, so where are we? Okay, so dude's like, all right, he's gonna probably kill me. So he starts kind of like coming on to him, thinking that maybe it'll give him half a chance at not dying. Puts his finger in his mouth and sucks it, which I'm not gay. And the actual Dahmerness of it all, not really doing it for me, but you know, apparently didn't do it for Dahmer either, because he stood up, which I think that's part of it, is the elephant in the closet is, and you probably, because you've seen the episodes, is like, wasn't it more of like the in the closet aspect of, I'm not gay. I will literally do gay stuff and it's not gay.
But it's...
And I'm not saying like...
It's not completely sexual either. I mean, I guess he did have sex with them after they were dead.
Yeah. But it in the sense of, okay, you're alive. I can't have you thinking I'm gay.
Yes, it does seem...
You're dead. There's no proof.
Right.
There's no actual proof. No one will ever know. That's not what... I can be in denial and still have it.
He seems tortured.
If a gay tree falls in the woods and no one hears it say, hey, is it really gay? Okay. Yes. And eventually they go... I don't know. Dude is... They say, let's go take the pictures. And he's trying to get into it, and music's on. And he's obviously, whatever drug Dahmer gave him is probably helping him, like, just do this, might survive. And he's dancing, whatever. And I don't know. One of the things I noticed that I said to myself, like, you got a pretty crisp shape up there, dude, for being 91. I'm just. Like, I don't know. I generally don't get chips and everything, but you know, okay. Apparently, dude had a very good nutritionist.
Yes.
In the gay community,
definitely.
I'm just saying, he like has some. You know, he's like doing Pilates and stuff that hasn't been invented yet. And Dahmer's kind of like backing away, dudes. On the floor trying to sex up, though I think that's more of those, I'm really high as fuck and I get down here and I don't want to move.
Yes.
Yes. I'm just gonna lie here because it's easier down here. And the whole time he's trying to get out, which I'm not gonna spoil what's gonna happen because it's gonna get there.
You want to take some photos?
But and he breaks out the Polaroid camera, which back in the day, there wasn't really anything creepy about a Polaroid camera. Well, I don't know. My grandmother had a Polaroid camera. And as a kid, I know we had a Polaroid camera, but it was also kind of those things where if you had it, you used it. And then once you used it, that was it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy it. I'm right. Not going to buy it anymore. For what? You're just going to go and you're going to waste the film.
Yes.
Which, as we've proven nowadays, yes, I will. Yes, I definitely will take the picture of a bunch of shit that nobody wants to see. And I will,
unfortunately. I'm not going to develop film.
Yeah. Well, with the Polaroid, it developed itself.
Oh, that's true. So that's what remember, made it so didn't good. You have to buy the little flash bulbs?
Oh, yeah. There was always something you had to buy. They wouldn't just give you something that's going to just continue to work without you having to buy something for it. It's not how this world works. True. You bought cups and glasses, right? Where are you going to get the stuff to put in it? You got dishes and plates. Now you got to buy food.
True.
Bought food, right? Now you got to buy toilet paper. Just capitalism fucking us over every time.
That's right.
So, okay, what happened here? Dahmer is just like high as fuck. Did dude get away or no? He's sitting there shaking.
He's shaking.
Sitting next to him. And I don't know, I guessed the two aspects. I guess one of the reasons why, because, okay, dude is in shape. So you factor in, if he didn't get drugged, would Dahmer have any actual chance at keeping? Because if I was dude, minus the drugs, one, definitely would have not gone through the door. After the 50th red flag, by the time I got to the door, definitely turn around. However, I would take my chances and be like, okay, I'm gonna...
Right. Try to run.
Yeah. Especially when I noticed the vat in the corner. It's a vat, a big drum. It's not even like you were in a regular, like, drum. It's even like weirdly shaped. Yeah, it's like... The fact that it's even shaped like that, like, why does, you don't even have just like a regular, like, juice bottle looking barrel drum. You got,
if I saw one of those barrels, then I guess it's just from the things that I've seen where people have put bodies in them, I would think there's a body in there.
No, I would think, why the fuck is that inside your house?
No, I just mean if I saw one now, anywhere. Yeah,
but I'm just saying, still, like, that's the first thought, like, hey, why, that's not, that's an outside thing. Those go outside, not in the bedroom. That's not a bedroom. Accoutrement. Maybe if you had like something on top of it to make it look like a table, like nowadays, he'd be like, yeah, I'm just a hipster. And, you know, so he would have like there and like a Batman on top of it.
Oh, he
like
just that. Said, no, you're not weird to Jeffrey Dahmer.
Which was a lie. Like, part of me, there was something he said before he had asked him. And when he answered, it was kind of an honest answer. And then you get to this point where he asked, do you think I'm weird? And he was like, I don't, you're not weird. And I'm like, I think he knows that he's weird. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, you want to do that thing where you want to.
It's The Exorcist 3.
You know, endear the, yeah, he thinks it's like movies or some shit. I don't know. But when he's like, you know, is this weird? Am I weird?
Yeah, he said, I don't like scary movies, honey.
Yeah. And.
Or I don't like horror movies. They scare
me. Yeah. And that part's not weird. However, everything else leading up to the horror.
If it were the first Exorcist, this would be more acceptable. But who's watching Exorcist 3?
91, remember?
Right, but.
What else is he watching? You only have so many options.
I mean, there's a reason to watch the first one. It's a good movie.
I mean, maybe Exorcist 3 lent itself more to holding people hostage in your room with a knife.
Maybe. You like, have to watch it.
You want them to not necessarily want to be there. And if it's the first one, maybe they'll be like, okay, I haven't seen this. And under the circumstances, this might be the right setting. Whereas Exorcist 3... No matter what the setting, I don't want to be here.
Nobody's like, I've been dying to see that.
Yeah. You're like, fuck, I won't be able to say that anymore. Why? Because I'm about to die and he's making me see it. So I think, on a technicality, I'm dying to see this.
He's listening to his heart with his head on his chest. Because that seems to be a big thing for him.
Yes.
Hearing the heartbeat and... stopping it.
Which, another part where he, I guess, realized how fucked he was.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like, can I put my head on your chest? Mm-hmm. That actually, okay, fine. It was, can I listen to your heartbeat? Where he scared shitless, literally, like, restless leg syndrome, tapping his arm and everything. He knows he can probably also feel and hear his heart and, like, yeah, you don't need to put your head on my chest for that, but okay. And he starts like, you know, dude starts putting his fingers through Dahmer's hair. What did he do?
He pushed on his head to try to get away.
Which, okay, I mean.
It's kind of like child fighting.
Yeah. For
children
the,
fighting for each
the,
other.
For the sake of. The story of dude getting away, and I know he does at this point. Like, he's fucking with the... Okay, well, he's fucking with the locks, and dudes kind of.
I really never noticed the locks until you said
that. How did you not? Oh my god.
I didn't.
It's a good thing I'm a good person. And he undoes the. He's still fighting them off and everything. And I guess for then he's running down the street saying, "Help me, help me." And for the sake of the story, okay.
He's being extremely dramatic.
But that first push, I don't know. I guess he was kind of pushing his head down into his neck.
Yeah.
But here's the problem with that. They initially, like, wrestled and everything before the drugs had kicked in.
True. Yeah.
I don't see that little head push.
Yes, it was.
To that extent, but whatever. They had to, like, you know, like, we just need you to get the fuck out of here. Right. So, and at this point, Dahmer realizes how fucked he is. And he stops to take a cigarette and he's like, well, cops will probably be here soon. So, just gonna enjoy this and let's see what happens. Now,
something I find interesting about the whole thing is his calm demeanor.
What do you mean?
Through the whole, I mean,
he's, well, I mean, like, what aspect of it?
Like, the fact that he is not portrayed as a mean person. That sounds crazy because of what he did to people, but...
Well, okay, so there's been...
And I can't go full in onto it, because a lot of it has to do with the very last episode, but he's just... He's so matter-of-fact about a lot of things, and I think that's what I find humorous, is his personality, where he just acts like things... He's very nonchalant about things.
What's the thing? I don't necessarily... Okay, I can't even say that, but I'm not... Okay. One of the biggest things is crime podcasts. And for the most part, I've listened to a few. There's only one specific one that I listen to, which is Small Town Murders, which is specifically what it is, Small Town Murders. But I have listened to, like, the Dollop, where I think they've done, like, certain serial killers, or there's certain ones I've listened to, and I think it might have been Ted Bundy. Is he the one who had the family?
Yes, Ted Bundy was... He was attractive and seemed like a nice guy.
So they kind of all have that just...
But this, I think if you watch, by watching all this, you'll know what I mean. Because it's very...
Well, no, I get it. Like, even when at the very beginning of the episode where he's walking down the hallway, the way he's walking, and I'm looking and I'm just like, that's kind of...
Well, just the way he talks to the police and just says everything.
But here's the thing. One reason I thought is because when he's walking down the hallway and Nini opens the door to say something to him, and I'm like,
why are you confronting him?
Do you see how he is walking? This really happened. So you are really a black woman who, why are you talking to this white man that's walking really weird down the hall that lives next to you with the apartment that really smells really, really bad, which you don't know what it is. But let's face it, you kind of know what it is. You called the cops. You called the cops. I'm just saying, we're going to have to expect that black card. That's all I'm saying.
Now the cops are there, and it seems to be a theme, as someone else said to me in this, that the cops are more scared of gay than murder.
Which tracks?
Yes, they're very like, am I gonna see any gay stuff in there? You hear that several times, or many similar things.
Which the kind of thought is like, you got black dude all sweaty for sake of. That's another thing. This scene, yes. Does this take place in the summertime?
Sure.
Because dude has been sweating since he entered the freaking show.
Some people sweat a lot.
Yes, some people sweat a lot, but when you see them, they don't necessarily always look like they're sweating. Okay. And there's a thing that they do on TV shows and movies where black dude is sweating. It just sweat. Just,
ooh,
just
maybe we like it.
Yes. Okay. Maybe. I'm assuming. I can understand the sentiment. But maybe this isn't necessarily the show where you need to, like, I know the name of the show was The Heat of the Night. Mm-hmm. But why every fucking episode? This dude was just, fuck. The movie was Sidney Poitier, but the TV show was Archie Bunker. You know Archie Bunker is, right?
Yeah.
Him and I don't know the name of the black dude. Used to come on. It was around the original Law and Order era.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, always just. And I understood it took place in the South and everything, so dude was probably actually sweating. But in this movie, they did that shit on purpose. Okay.
Well, and Milwaukee isn't really
hot. Yeah. Space. And the only part it makes sense is from the point he gets into Dahmer's apartment and onward.
And now we see Polaroids. And there's one of some of dismembered bodies. And they're the Polaroids, the pictures that we have seen in the reports about him, like the real pictures, it looks like.
Yep. And so they tackle him and arrest him as he tries to run. And, that's pretty much the only fight he puts up, which, like I said, when dude left and he was kind of just looking like, okay, so yeah. I'm fucked. It's just, I think that was kind of his just like, well, and then dude's outside.
Dahmer said, for what I did, I should be dead.
Yeah, and he said, I hope you die, motherfucker. So. And everybody's out in the hallways talking to the cops and sweaty dude.
I'd be inside looking at my little thing. I wouldn't be coming out there.
Sweaty dude with his muscles glistening is watching.
He looks good. I mean, come on.
I'm just saying, we don't.
Well, I mean, he doesn't. I don't think he's probably got a lot of parts going on. I mean, he was probably chosen for looking like
the guy. Still, just maybe.
It's his chance.
Maybe one of the things we can stop doing in movies is making black people all sweaty and shit. Okay. I'm just.
I'll take that out of my next movie I make.
It'd be nice.
Okay. Well, I promise.
I mean, or at least make it make sense for the scene.
I'll just. Him
here at the end, it made sense because
they'll be in the ocean.
He was running, but like when they at the club, it's in the dark. There's five people in the club. It's not like it's a packed club. There's five people.
Yeah,
shit's load of space. Dude's already sweating. Why? Why you sweating, my dude?
Yeah, it's not like a crowded dance floor.
Also, comes in the house at the beginning when he gets to Dahmer's house. We've established how bad it smells. We've established it so bad that the next door neighbor has said something earlier on. So he gets to the house, door open, reluctant to walk in. It's hot as fuck. That's fine. However, he takes off his hat. I don't know much about body language, but there's very few places that I am uncomfortable in that I walk in and I take off my hat.
Yeah, that is strange.
Like, when you walk into a place you don't want to be, that you kind of want to, like, at least part of you is like, I want to get out of here as soon as possible. You don't.
It's getting comfortable for pictures.
There was once, we're a little story time here. There was once, way back, back in the day, when online dating was young. And AOL Instant Messenger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
it's before my time.
And and so I was talking to some girl or whatever, and I'm not going to I won't insult her. I could insult her. It's not the purpose of the story. point is, one of the things that she did when she came over after a bunch of unfortunate situations, including going to Blockbuster and she just stood there. She just had a bubble jacket and just like barely said anything. Just, I was catfished before there was a term for it.
Okay.
And it just, but I was still nice and cordial. Like, come over. We'll go to Blockbuster. We'll get a movie. Right. And thankfully, like before all this, my best friend, Scumbag Johnny, would come to me. Come with me, you know, like I'm going to meet somebody, just being the wingman, be there in case shit is weird. And luckily he did, and he kind of stayed there, and he was on the computer while we watched the movie. And the whole time, the point is, she did not take off her bubble jacket.
Yeah, she...
Now, I don't know, going back on thinking, maybe she might have been nervous because there's two dudes, however... Nothing in our body language hinted anything towards, let's just hurry up and watch this movie so we can drop you off, because you are not. That's not what you. Shoulder length hair, you can measure that usually by the length of the shoulder. I'm just saying, if you have a ponytail and I take the thing off the ponytail, and the ponytail don't move, I don't think it's going to reach your shoulder. Just saying. That's not how it works. We just put the shoulder and it's on the ponytail. And yeah, so, yeah. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, so yeah, the point is, dude takes off his hat. This is not, why would you take off your hat? Whatever.
He was going to get his picture taken. He was getting comfortable. We already established he wasn't comfortable.
He wasn't comfortable, and it smelled like crap, and that imaginary blood splatter that wasn't there.
Right.
He should have saw that, because I saw it. So
they've called his father in to the police station to say he's been arrested.
And he's can't believe it, which...
He thought when there was a murder investigation that someone had murdered Jeffrey.
Which, I don't know. We have kids. I don't have a default thought when it comes to certain subject matter with my kids. Automatically, there is I have no reference point to use.
Right.
Where, like... Past, is he okay?
Right.
I don't think I'd be like, fuck, somebody killed him. Oh, he murdered somebody. Like, unless your son's a dick or an asshole. Which, here's the thing. Let's take the murder out of it. By all accounts, from everything I know and have seen, he wasn't really a bad guy.
It's weird.
Yeah. Well, that's another
reason. There's the whole thing. I mean, it's obvious watching it, even from the first episode, that he doesn't want the person to leave him. You know, it's...
Yeah.
And not that that's okay, but that was more of his motive than wanting... It's like he never really wanted to kill them. He just didn't want them to leave and wanted to be in complete control of them.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's where the weird shit comes in.
Yeah, I mean, it's very weird.
But I'm just more of like... I don't like to say...
Oh, wait. His dad says he had a hernia operation. And this comes up again, where he acts like a hernia operation he had as a child changed him.
That might explain a lot. I had a hernia operation when I was a baby, so yeah.
It makes sense.
It tracks. Fuck.
Yeah.
Damn it. I could say something, but I won't. Because I'll just have to edit it out later.
So he asks if they could tell him a little bit about what he did, who the person was that he tried to kill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew, awkward. Persons. That's there. Yes. No, we're gonna keep that there. That's exactly where that goes. Now, is this where they tell him and everything and explain the vats and everything?
I think so. Yeah. Well, yeah, because you haven't watched.
No, well,
Right.
I watched it, but at the same time, also, I kind of had it in the background, yeah. So I was watching it and listening more than anything.
But I did really feel for the dad.
Yeah, actually, no, I did too, because I was...
I do throughout, even as fucked up as he is, but because they give him a minute. They said this is going to be difficult to hear, and they give him a minute, and then when he breaks down, it's...
Well, because here's the thing. Again, like I said, I don't have a... Yeah, this is a head.
Human head in the refrigerator, and then they show that.
Yeah, they show a bag. He's he's got a human heart. And then next, he's got a bag of dicks.
Yeah.
Which, okay, first time, maybe don't laugh. Every time after that that you see that they take a bag of dicks out the freezer, You gotta laugh.
A bag of Jeffrey Dahmer dicks.
Yeah, you got a
That's
bag.
What I'm gonna start saying. Eat a bag of Dahmer dicks.
I got some Chilitos in the freezer. Yeah. So, but you know, with the dad, like I said,
in another drawer, we found a complete human skeleton.
Yeah, a lot of bleach skeletons and skulls and just. And this is the part where it was kind of like, okay, like they should have had in the scene because, let's face it. I'm gonna let it go past that scene because I don't want to pause on that because it was disgusting. Let's be honest. In real life, somebody puked when they opened that fucking container.
I could puke if I thought about it long enough.
There was at least one person on that crime scene that fucking puked. They're like, fucking Johnson, get this a fucking crime scene. Get the fucking... And,
human torsos.
Yeah.
What was in
and a vat of acid.
Acid, yes.
So somebody puked. They should have put that in the scene. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
And they should have put it in the scene and no one would have said, that didn't happen. No. Put it in the scene and have the scene going, fuck, crime scene.
I thought there had to be a lot of puking.
Which, here's the thing. And the next scene, which takes place the next day, and... Basically, it would have explained a scene that comes up later, because that shit's disgusting. That's not just disgusting. That's against OSHA regulations.
It is.
I think that's the most important part of it all.
It's not safe.
But yeah, my other point was just like, that is one thing as I've not so much fear, but with your kids, you have the thought of, I hope they don't grow up to be a dick. Just don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy or girl. Mm-hmm. And we are at least enough of dicks and are assholes to know, fuck, it is kind of only so much I can do as a parent.
Right, yeah.
Because we're like, yeah, I can't really blame my mom for that. Right. And so just like, yeah, that, like, I don't know, later on, at least from what I saw, the little bit of the second episode that I saw, you kind of see why he realizes, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Yes. But at the same time, just from that episode, and I'm sure you've obviously seen other episodes, other than arguing, and at least what they show you in the second episode of him arguing how the relationship with him and his Dahmer's mother and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He screws up a lot, but
doesn't,
I feel sorry for him.
He's not, from everything I've seen of most situations of where the person becomes a freaking serial killer. He's not that dad.
No.
He's not that, you know, God damn it, boy, give me a bear.
Right.
You know, he's not that.
His dad wasn't putting cigarettes on it.
Yeah, it's nothing like that.
No.
So
there's a lot of dysfunction, but
why I said before earlier, if he just maybe here's a book.
Right.
Here's a book. Let's not put the dead raccoon's beating heart, which you'll see in the next episode. Dead raccoon's beating heart in my 6-7-year-old son's hand. Maybe I don't do that. Maybe that might not. I mean, objectively speaking, as an adult,
you never put any internal organs into your children's hands?
No.
Okay.
I could see the learning, the scientific aspect, the interest there. The fact
that his son has shown an interest in something, finally, and it's educational.
Yes. Get a freaking library card and take him to the library. Okay, so basically, end of the episode, police officer goes back and goes to next door to Nene and tells her, what's her real name again? The lady, the actual woman.
Glenda Cleveland.
Goes to Glenda Cleveland and tells her, you gotta leave. Does gotta leave the apartment because the whole building is a crime scene, which again, OSHA regulations. Which is why, again, earlier, I think they should have said, should have had the scene where somebody threw up in the corner.
Definitely.
Because that would make sense of why everybody needs to leave this building, is because this is, like, if you have a business and any of that stuff in his apartment was in your place of business, no one can be in that business. Like, she's got to shut down.
Place. Where's she supposed to go?
I'm not saying that. I'd be pissed the fuck off. Like, God damn it. He kills motherfuckers next door.
I'm used to the smell.
I call cops and my ass got to leave.
Yeah.
I've been dealing with this for the past 6 months.
Exactly.
Well, that's the end of the episode. And I mean, okay. I'm assuming they're only going to do it's what we called back in the day a mini series. It happened, so it's got a conclusion. This was the first episode. I think I like what they did in the sense of, again, I didn't realize this was, the point where he got arrested already. So you know that he did these killings. And initially, first expectations are, we're at the beginning, we're going to see him kill, you know, a few people. The whole time you're watching it going, this guy's dead. He's fucked. He's dead. He's fucked. Yeah. God, you're so fucked. And there's the tension that you feel when, like, so when they get to his apartment, you are stuck in that apartment. They don't show you the next door neighbor. I think like maybe once they show you the next door neighbor, but you hear the sound coming from there, and they show the vent, and they show his vent to kind of, you're still kind of in it. Cause even if you're not necessarily in his apartment, you're only next door.
Right.
And the next door person can't get in his door because he's got five locks that apparently I'm the only person that notices.
Definitely.
And so I like how they did that because, you know, a lot of times you watch shows, you can say, okay, that's gonna happen, this is gonna happen, that's probably gonna happen, and it generally happens. And this didn't expect that. When dude got away, I didn't know if he would get caught or not. Because again, there is a gentleman that earlier on gets away. The cops, again, spoilers, but shit happened already. Cops bring him back to the person's house. So I got to give him points for the main fact of this is a story of something that actually happened. And they were still able to surprise me enough where I didn't know what was going to happen. And I can watch complete fictional shit where I didn't write it and I don't know the person who wrote it. However, shit happens in there that I can go, yeah, that's the killer.
Yes.
And, you know.
Well, I found it very interesting when I started watching it that I thought that the whole series does a really good job of spotlighting the victims and talking about them, but then I've heard that the families are not happy how they're portrayed, so I need to read more on that, because obviously I didn't know the families, so me thinking, oh, this is nice, you know, obviously I don't know.
I'm pretty sure as like my son was not that fucking sweaty, okay? All right, it's not that sweaty.
All right. We knew the back then, no one thought you were going to get cancer from talcum powder. So he used it on a regular basis. So the fact that you portrayed him that sweaty is just ludicrous. Okay. Okay. Anyway, that's been episode one of Dahmer. My format, which we're going to try to, again, going to get to the end of She-Hulk, is I'm going to do different ones. We're going to do reviews, and I'm going to kind of try to have it where one person, like, I'm going to try to watch other people's shit I wouldn't normally watch, maybe so I can be surprised, like, with Dahmer, and then Jess Heather, going to try to find something that she would want to watch that I might not necessarily watch. And then, of course, with you even know it was Comeback Johnny, gonna do some episode of him. We're gonna watch Cobra Kai. Now, this is something I would watch, but I've been reluctant to finish watching, so we're gonna go over those episodes and usual bullshitting and just making fun of shit and our insights and everything. But I thank you for listening. I want to thank not April O'Neil for joining me, and hopefully she will join me for at least we get through the Dahmer episode, and then we'll rethink her contract. And
thanks for having me.
And just remember, don't tell yourself you can't do something. Ask yourself, why can't you do it? Take it easy, everybody.